Welcome to Brand Jack. This is a podcast. I'm Jack Polinsky, and each week we're going to share an insight to help you elevate the value of your brand and take the vapor and turn it into value. Hello again, and today I'd like to just give you a little bit of background to a question that I get often asked, and that is, how did my own journey in the creative sphere of branding and creating brands and coaching people to build brands, how did it all begin? Well, to tell that story, I've really got to go back to the very beginning of my professional career. And I originally started my creative career after graduating with a teaching degree in the subject of art and design. That took me to various places in Australia, teaching art in schools, at secondary schools, and from that I developed a greater passion to actually communicate as well as to be engaged with the creative process. But I always felt that there was something missing, that I really wanted to do something more. So I found myself back into industry and pick up the odd small freelance job while I was teaching. This all came to a head for me one particular day when I went to a pretty big and pivotal event, and that was Expo 88 in Brisbane, Queensland. And I found myself standing there one day just stepping back and looking at what was happening around me, and I saw an environment that was incredibly visually stimulating and inspiring. I saw people communicating visually through graphics and colour and light and shape and form at a level that was just on steroids from what I'd been used to seeing in a very small, sort of close working context. Working with a student on a painting or on a design project for a business card, suddenly I was in this environment where it was global. And back then, that was a pretty big deal, the context of visual communication on a global scale, on a multicultural scale. That day, I remember standing there going, that's it. This is what I want to do. I want to do more of this. So from that point forward, I really started a path of really ramping up my professional and commercial work while I still taught. Around about that time, I left teaching and went back full-time into industry. I worked in a number of studios and started to hone, evolve and develop my professional skills and portfolio. Unfortunately, in Australia at that time, there was a very big pilot strike, which really killed the tourism industry in Australia at that time, which meant that the studios that I was working with had to lay people off, and I found myself without a job. So the thing I turned back to was teaching, and I was lucky enough to get a position lecturing at a tertiary level in the field of design, which I stepped into full-heartedly and loved deeply. And it was something that I did for many, many years. But during that period of time, I found myself working with students in the context of developing their abilities as designers. And what I felt instinctively and passionately about was that to teach people what would be a very practical, industry-driven skill and career path, that I really had to maintain my own commercial connection. So to teach, I also felt that I really had to do so that I could understand what it was they truly needed to learn and enable me to teach them the right things. So I bought myself a little computer, and I think that was around the time that Apple Macs first came out. I think the first Mac that I used commercially was a little Macintosh SE, one of those little tiny toaster-shaped Macintoshes with a tiny, tiny little screen. And I would have that at home in my laundry on an ironing board, and I would go home after I taught and I would start to work on projects for clients commercially. That grew over a number of years into a business. That business at the time had a name. It was called Multigraphic Media. And I was happily growing that business. I was growing my client base. I had people working for me so that I could still go and teach the majority of the time. 3 or 4 years down the track, we had a very good growing business, and I had a very successful and rewarding teaching career also growing at the same time. One day, I walked down to the letterbox to get the mail, and I pulled a letter out of my letterbox that was from a law firm. That letter opened up and became a tipping point moment in my journey. My business was called Multigraphic Media, as I said before. My clients, as all clients do, and we all do, like to simplify things rather than keep them complex, no longer called me Multigraphic Media. They shortened it to MGM, which I, at the time, I thought, great, I'll get a lot of recognition for this and a lot of visibility and, you know, a lot of cut through because MGM is something that people connect to. What I didn't realise was that I was actually entering a very high-risk area of contravening someone else's trademark. The day I opened that letter and read what the law firm threatened to do to my business because I was actually utilising and trading off someone else's trademark made me realise, it forced me and confronted me with the reality that I had more to teach and I had more to learn about my own craft and my own industry. That day was the day that I started to learn about brand as a strategic, governance-based framework of knowledge, as opposed to purely seeing myself as a creative graphic designer. It also changed the way I taught because I, from the next day, stepped into that classroom and started to explore what it is I had to teach my students so that they not only designed beautiful things, but they designed beautiful, world-changing things with responsibility. And that responsibility comes from understanding not only the creative process, but also the governance process. So that as designers, when we deliver an outcome for our clients, we do it knowing that we are putting that customer, that client, their business, their future in the best possible position to succeed. Not only aesthetically, but also strategically. So that foundation, that day, that awareness, that journey from the dream and the desire of becoming a full-time designer on a world scale to the reality of being confronted with what I didn't know began a journey that today has helped me build a sustainable international business that helps organisations not only discover who they are, but to do so with a strong financial, legal and HR underpinning. Because as a creative designer, building brands for people, it's not about just making things look good. It's about making them totally integrity, fully formed and functional so that they are unbreakable and future-proof. To do that, we have to look beyond the creative and we have to really explore the things that build brand value, brand equity, and brand culture. So today, I look back at that time and I think about all the hours I spent working hard, meeting deadlines, which I still have to do today, but the lessons that were learnt then, the things that opened up new insight are still critically important in the delivery of what we do today. So today, I no longer see myself as a graphic designer only. I see myself as a brand strategist because we take the creative graphic design process, the legal administrative governance requirements, the accounting frameworks and structures that ensure that we build good brand equity, but also deliver and connect that equity to a performance base that engages and inspires people to work within those businesses and those brands. So it's been a 25-year journey of learning and evolution of ideas, experiences and knowledge. But that one day at that letterbox changed everything. But the day I went to Expo was the day I found the inspiration to be a brander for life. Thanks for listening. Thank you for joining me, and you can find out more at jackperlinski.com. That's Jack, PERLINSKI.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Vimeo. I look forward to connecting with you soon, and remember, choose to succeed.